Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
I do too.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and today's date is December the 11th, 2019. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been following what they call climate change, all you have to do is just open your front door and you will understand. If you live here in the DMV market area, our temperatures have been fluctuating almost between 30 to 40 degrees on a consistent basis. But you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know the slogan for this show: if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies to address the economic effects of high energy costs at historically black colleges and universities, to utilize black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the unemployment and underemployment of young African Americans locally and nationally. Also to educate the black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. It's also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSFH, HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you can get more information about that initiative by logging on to our website at Positive Change. That's Positive Change. P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. Go to our GoFundMe link and you can click on that link and you can get more information about this solar radio initiative, which we're now bringing to you from right outside of our nation's capital in beautiful Tacoma Park, Maryland. We're streaming over the platform of Blog Talk, broadcasting over the platform of Blog Talk Radio, streaming over Facebook, Twitter, and Link as we're speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, we always try to bring you news that you can definitely use, and there's no difference in today. I have the privilege of having today Mrs. Emily Perez, who is with the organization based here in Maryland, a nonprofit 501c3 called the Chesapeake Climate Action Network. And they are going to be hosting this coming Saturday a very, very exciting summit at the University of Maryland dealing with the issue of rebuilding the Maryland Climate Action Summit. And without further ado, welcome Emily to Solar Now in the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, Emily, we always like to try to let our listening audience know they can join in by calling 646-668-2948, 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after the dial and the call-in number. Now, Emily, you are with the Chesapeake Climate Action Network. Could you please share a little about the organization you're working with and a little about your background?
Absolutely. So Chesapeake Climate Action Network is a really small nonprofit. We have a total staff of about 15 across D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and we work pretty exclusively on climate change in the region, making sure we are doing everything we can locally and statewide to address a global problem. We are most known, I think, for our force behind the fracking ban, which was a big, big win in the 2017 Maryland General Assembly session. We're also known for fighting on local pipeline fights, such as the Potomac Pipeline. And most recently, in the 2018 legislative session, 2019 legislative session, we were a big force behind the Clean Energy Jobs Act. Me personally, I'm from Baltimore City originally. I would say I became a climate activist really during high school. I went to Baltimore Polytechnic, so shout out to any Baltimore Polytechnic alumni who are listening. We were educated about climate change, and the first thing that came to mind when I really learned about the impacts, I had been part of the flooding during Hurricane Isabella back in 2004 when I was a kid, and I remember I lived in Fells Point at the time and watching my neighbors kayaking or wading, in waist-high, dirty harbor water at the end of my block. You know, thankfully, my family was really lucky, and we lived up a hill. Our home was not flooded, but I did have neighbors impacted by that flood. So I carried that memory with me, and when I learned about climate change and its impacts, I had this realization, oh my gosh, I live in Baltimore City. I live in a coastal city. And, go to Fells Point now and you would never know that it was flooded. But that's because of millions of dollars of investment. Well, meanwhile, so much of our city, due to systemic racial violence, has been abandoned, and left behind. And so it became clear to me that climate change was a justice issue and that we needed to come together and make sure that as we are solving this problem of climate change, that we are lifting up everybody in this fight. So that is kind of what motivates my work personally. And I think that we have a long way to go on that in the climate arena in terms of being more intersectional. But I think that's something that's a conversation that I see happening being really led by justice leaders across the country.
Well, Emily, I'm very, very glad you sort of shared that information with our listening audience, because people need to understand the impact of climate change that seen through the eyes of our children. And one of the things is what you experience as a very, very young child, you will never forget. Now, it's very ironic that I was just at the University of Maryland, Maryland Clean Energy Center, located in Annapolis, Maryland. Mm-hmm. They just hosted a summit there also recently, and Senator Cardin came and he spoke at the summit, and he indicated that the state of Maryland, I hope our listening audience, listen very, very carefully, and I'm going to speak very, very clearly. Maryland will have to spend $27 billion to build seawalls in the state of Maryland over the next 20 years because of the melting polar caps and the rise of sea level to keep Annapolis, which we know we have the Naval Academy located there, and downtown Baltimore from being underwater. So this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that we're living with now. And the only hope that we have is to prepare our young people in the necessary jobs. And there are thousands of different jobs in this renewable energy sector. And it doesn't take much to locate that. You can go to ZipRecruiter or Indeed and put in keywords solar energy and put your zip code in, and those positions right here in the DMV market area will come up. But you need certifications, and that's very something that's very dear to my heart is this workforce development training funding. But I want to zero in on what's at hand. I brought you on to talk about the being a part of Maryland's next big climate plan. Join us in an exciting one-day conference with faith leaders, labor activists, environmental groups, and more. This is going to be held this coming Saturday, December 14th, at the University of Maryland, a Colony Ballroom located at the University of Maryland. If you're not under a rock somewhere, well, you do know where the University of Maryland Terrapins and the University of Maryland is located on Route 1. It's been there for a long time, so you should be able to locate that. So, but it's going to be in the student union there. But I'd like for you to sort of talk about some of this upcoming summit that you have planned, and what do you want people to get out of it, and why should they take their business Saturday and join you?
That's a great question. I think that this conference should really be seen as the beginning of a conversation. We know that our governor, has not been taking climate change as seriously as the problem demands. We've seen lackluster plans on how to meet our current greenhouse gas reduction targets that aren't even adequate. We know that we want to, as we go forward, like I said, it is really important to be intersectional and to be equitable in our solutions and to really bring everybody together. So what we see this conference as is the beginning of a conversation to create, a really truly integrated and well-developed plan that starts with the people on the ground. That we can build towards by having next year coming together around a really, really solid plan on how counter to the insufficient plan that the governor has on how we're really going to address climate change as the people of the state of Maryland. So it's really an opportunity to listen to experts to say what we really need to do. So if you're not sure about the science or you want to understand what it would actually take to make sure Maryland was in line with the science, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the faith perspective. We're going to be hearing from like you said, labor leaders on how to really show solidarity with labor as we move forward. So this will be a really, really informative day all about what that plan should look like. We'll also hear from legislators who can tell us a little bit more about what they think the political landscape looks like right now, where we're at really in the Maryland politics and what we need to see. And we'll also hear from some folks from out of state. So I know we have folks from New York State as well as South Carolina, both states that were able to accomplish really, really impressive climate targets, climate plans in their state, and what we can learn from them as well. So it's going to be a really big day. The truth is, we're not going to be able to talk about every single topic because, as you know, climate change is an incredibly complex issue, and there's so many different solutions out there. But today should be seen as the beginning of the conversation. If you want to get in on building that plan together, being part of the conversation now, that this is the day to do it. This is the day that we're all coming together.
Well, this is a question I always have to pause now. Is there any charge for this event coming up on Saturday?
There is no charge. The event is free. Of course, if you can, we appreciate donations, as we are all nonprofits that have come together to put this on. So if you go to ChesapeakeClimate.org/events, you can find our RSVP link, which I definitely highly encourage anybody who's planning on attending to RSVP just to make registration faster and to guarantee that you get provided a lunch. There is a link that you can use to donate if you are able to, but there is no required cost to this event.
Now, could you repeat that and say it a little slower, because the you young folk, it's by design. You've been conditioned. You got to get everything in 1 second. But just speak a little slower. And would you please give that contact information, that web address out, how people can make contributions to the organization? Because Lord knows I know y'all need it, because I know what I go through here on this platform trying to keep it on the airways. So would you give that information out to our listening audience again, please?
Absolutely. You can go to ChesapeakeClimate.org/events. And there you will actually find our RSVP link. So that was ChesapeakeClimate.org/events. That's ChesapeakeClimate. Sorry, Chesapeake is a hard word to spell. .org/events. And you'll find our RSVP link there. So please fill out that form if you're planning on coming. Really helps us out in the registration process. And within that form, you will find the link to donate as well, if you're able.
Well, I know you're very, very busy, young lady, so I'm not going to take any more of your very, very busy time. But in closing, I want to thank you for taking the time from your very, very busy schedule joining us here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And I'm trying to let people know, I don't want you to meet us there. I want you to be this there. So what time does this event start in the morning, that morning, Saturday morning?
Registration will open at 9 a.m.
Okay. And this conference will be an all-day conference. So will you give will people be able to sort of come in at different later times during the day, or if they're not registered, if they're not there at 9 a.m. and they're registered, will they be able to come in later on that afternoon and join you in that session? Because I think this thing goes until 4:30 in the afternoon. So will people be able to join you if they're not there at 9 in the morning?
Yes. Of course, we encourage folks to, you know, we do have some really excellent speakers lined up in the morning that I really would hate for folks to miss. But if you do need to come a little later, that's all right. We will have at least one person on registration at least for the morning. And now later in the afternoon, we might not have it all open. But honestly, if you want to join us, we're not going to stop you.
Okay. Emily, I want to thank you for taking time, as I indicated, from your very, very busy schedule to come on and talk about this exciting climate action summit that y'all have planned on this coming Saturday. And, you know, people really need to take the time to come out and network and meet the different organizations, because you have all of the advocacy organizations that have pushed to get the Renewable Portfolio Standard Law, which is recently passed this year in Annapolis, passed. It was the 50% renewable portfolio standard. I see you got the Maryland Climate Coalition. You have the Maryland League of Conservation Voters, Maryland Chapter of the Sierra Club, Interfaith Power and Light, Maryland Legislation Coalition. You have the 350.org, Howard County Sunrise. And it goes on and on with everybody that's going to be there. So as I've indicated, people shouldn't meet us there. They need to meet us there. So I want to thank you once again, Emily, for taking time from your busy schedule to join us here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And if you have any closing words, could you please share that with our listening audience?
I just want to say thank you again for having me on this show. I think this is a great initiative, and I'm really honored to be part of this conversation. And I cannot wait to see everybody on Saturday.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You do the same, Emily. And that was the grassroots coordinator for the Chesapeake Network organization, and they're hosting she's the grassroots coordinator for the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, and they're located in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Now, as I reach out every week to try to bring guests on this show, you know, I would really appreciate it if our listening audience, if you could give us a call here at 646-668-2948. Once again, you can give us a call here at 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone call. We're going to, you know, as we normally do, we'll take a short pause for the calls, and we'll be right back. And after then, we're going to shift gears here, and we're going to talk about 2019 was the year of when the electric car grew up here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And we'll be right back on Solar Now in the
Future. Life is a song worth singing.
I got to
sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you?
You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome back to Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and we are going to shift gears right here and now as we're going to talk about 2019 was the year of the electric cars grew up. This is a very exciting article that was published by, authored by Michael Corin on December the 6th in EB, tell Congress to extend the federal investment tax credit. Electric cars had their biggest year in 2019, even as a storm cloud gathered over their future. The numbers were huge. Automakers committed $225 billion to electrification will be in the coming years. Electric vehicle EVs grabbed 2.2% of the global vehicle market over the first 10 months of 2019 as a slew of new models hit the road. Ford, which has yet to sell an all-electric vehicle, showed off its upcoming electric Mustang Mach-E, a crossover SUV, and an electric F-150 pickup. Tesla, of course, shocked everyone by turning a profit and previewing a range of future of its Cybertruck, potentially the Hummer for millennials. But it wasn't all rainbow. Outside of China and Norway, where Carbon buyers enjoy generous incentives. The market is still driven by early adopters rather than the mainstream. Electric vehicle sales for the year have been sluggish, while some states, such as California, have been seeing EVs capture 8% of new car sales. All electric and plug-ins and hybrids. The rest of the country has not yet caught up. After dueling between 2017, doubling between 2017 and 18, the EV market share in the U.S. has crept up from 1.6% last March to 1.8% a year later. Now, you'll be able to get this information, of course, by logging on to our website, strolling over to our news and events tab, and you'll be able to look at this information. That hasn't slowed down all the automakers' ambitions. They're betting it's better to get ahead of it now. Inevitably, the shift to EVs that play catch up to established rivals such as Tesla. Now, but if the demand fails to pick up, the big bet may mean consolidation and bankruptcy for some. Here are some insights for 2019. EVs sold even as the car market dipped. The Model 3 can claim most of the credit. The year started off strong for electric vehicles after a record selling of 361,000 EVs in 2018. Automobile makers foresaw a robust 2019 market, yet car makers not named Tesla sales spurred out mid-year. Sales for three dozens and so EV models on the market declined by about 20% in 2019 compared to a year earlier. Tesla's Model 3 sales tripled between January and September. Tesla's representing an astonishing 78% of the U.S. EV market sales as of October, estimated a technical delivering about 123,000 Model 3s at $30,000, the Model 3 and Model X vehicles, but EVs proved to be have a rare bright future amid what appears to be a long-term decline in a global auto sales, now entering into its third year with an industry analyst called the peak car. Tesla has proved to be unstoppable so far. And this information goes on and on and on about what's going on in the car market. The naysayers are not done betting against Tesla. Tesla CEO Elon Musk. But Tesla's profitable quarter surging with the Model 3 sales in the Model Y and the new Blade Runner style pickup truck means its street cred and stock price are close to all-time highs on Wall Street. Its prospects are helped by a nearly complete China factory, plans for the European factory outside of Berlin in Germany, the birthplace of the modern automobile, a move weighted with symbolism and cash stockpiles totaling $5.3 billion, according to Santiago. In 2019, Tesla barely escaped production hell after the Model 3 production problems pushed Tesla into a single-digit week of bankruptcy. Now its must replicate the feat with new vehicle lineups starting with the Model Y. Tesla's stock prices is edging back up toward all-time high territory. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it is. VW, Ford, GM, and others are on Tesla's tail. Legacy automobile makers have yet to build equivalent to the Model 3 and afford it, which is affordable EV that people can purchase. But they're spending billions of dollars to make it happen. The whole market is moving toward electrification this year, says Divine Lindsay of IHS Market. While the transformation is still years or perhaps decades away, 2019 was the year they put the money behind their talk. He says automobile makers and suppliers collectively put $225 billion on the table for EV investment over the next 5 years. Volkswagen led the way with $44 billion in electric offensively, a promise to abandon and develop all new fossil fuel-free vehicles by 2026. 40% of EVs by 2030. Ford, after years of being totally out of the game, invested $500 million into truck startups. The Rivian on the top is at least $11 billion in new EV investments and launched an all-electric Mustang Mach-E SUV. Although most of the money went to global production capacity, the focus is clearly on China, which accounted for 28% of all EV investments, according to the consulting firm of Alex Partners, followed by Europe and North America. It's easy to see China, which has the world's largest automobile market, is considering mandating 6% of automobiles be electric by year 2035. Public electric vehicle investments announced by automobile makers between 2019 and 2023 globally, 43%, China 28%, Europe 12%, Asia 10%, North America 7%. EVs are still for early adopters in the U.S. For now, internal combustion engines aren't going anywhere, especially in the U.S. Alex Partners Global Survey on Consumers' Demand for EVs asked, if buyers' next car would be electric in 2018, the average share in the countries like Germany, Japan, Norway, and UK topped out at 40% and rose as high as 73% in China. But in the U.S., only 14% of potential buyers plan to go electric this year. EVs will only go mainstream in the U.S., if General Motors notes, once range anxiety is eased by ownership and the cost is addressed. And that's basically where it is. They have to get the electric vehicle infrastructure, and we need electricians to do that. Layoffs rock the auto industry. And we're talking about automobile industry spirit to embrace electric and autonomous vehicles don't include all of its factories and workers. Softening global auto sales didn't help. Daimler, the parent of Mercedes-Benz, cut at least 10,000 jobs, including 10% of its management. Volkswagen Audi announced 10% of its global workforce, 9,500 employees, would be let go by 2025. Ford made two rounds of deep job cuts this summer, totaling more than 15,000. Nissan made similar reduction. Bloodletting probably isn't over. Bloomberg predicts at least 80,000 more auto jobs will be cut in the coming years. Incentives begin to phase out. Now, This is a major, major problem about getting this invested seal, 7,500 federal investment tax credit for the U.S. for electric, for a person purchasing an electric vehicle in the U.S. I mean, it's a must to keep this in. I know that Congress is trying to deal with this other than to deal with just this impeachment of 45. Incentives begin to phase out. Price is still primary consideration for most car buyers, and incentives are still needed to attract buyers in most markets. Norway, for example, generous incentives have pushed the EV market share close to 60%. However, China pulled back on incentives, fueling its red-hot EV market. The UK did the same. In the U.S., the tax breaks awarded for manufacturers of 200,000 EVs have begun to phase out. Tesla and GM both crossed the threshold this year. Credits phased out over time, and others will soon follow. Trump administration has proposed eliminating all incentives enacted during the Obama administration from renewable energy to EVs. We pay a lot of attention to what any president, we pay a lot of attention to what any president says Don Burton, vice president of North American policy at General Motors, speaking to the industry insiders after the announcement. But the electrification movement is going to move forward anyway. Charging stations are outnumbering Tesla's proprietary networks in the U.S. For years, Tesla's proprietary supercharged system was the biggest one out there, but independent charging is catching up. EVgo, Greenlot, EV Connect, and Electric America are all in the business of building out thousands of new stations to mirror their gasoline counterparts. Ford partnered with some of them to make electric charging similar to swiping your credit card at the pump. While the U.S. remains far behind Europe and China, the number of charging stations in the U.S. has soared from just 506 at the end of 2010 to over 20,000 in May of 2019, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE data. Tesla's fast supercharge network has 1,623 stations. In addition, into the destination of charging stations with many others on their way. EV charge range has finally come of age. It turns out 300 miles of electric range is what it takes for most people to feel comfortable in an EV, noted General Motors President Mark Russ. Almost 90% of EVs sold were the six models with the range of 238 miles or more. Tesla, Chevy Volt, the Hyundai Kona, and the Kia Nara EVs have been making strides in the direction since 2011. The range of the top-selling EV has risen 20% annually since 2011. Today, the median EV range is more than 125 miles, while the top end is 335 miles, according to DOE's estimate. As automakers finally enter mass production, expect that the range to keep rising well after 2019. Hello, e-trucks. Fleets discovered electric vehicles, electric buses have long been favored for government agencies, but private sector is realizing electric delivery trucks can save money. The biggest news was Amazon's order of 100,000 of the electric delivery vans from the Detroit startup Rivian, highlighting a year of big orders for EVs across the truck manufacturing and delivery, say Tony Seba, co-founder of RethinkX, a Bay Area think tank, and it was just business. Electric pickups and sports trucks enter a limelight with Tesla's Cybertruck, the Raven, at 60 and enter the market at 69,000. Ford's all-electric F-150 prototype, which totes 1 million pounds, the auto show went electric. It's hard to know EVs should make their debut at a obsessed affair like the annual Consumer Electric Show, CES, in Las Vegas, or automobile shows showing vehicle popularity, vehicle power, and performance in 2019. The answer was both. While CSE has long been a showroom for electric and self-driving cars, for a while this year, the buzz around the biggest auto shows in Tokyo and Las Vegas hoovered around automakers' EVs as they tried out new sizes for SUVs and concepts. Budget-conscious EVs joined the high-end. Better range for refined style zip acceleration all hit the market at below the median cost of a car in the U.S. at $34,000. EVs sold 280-mile range, a $35,000 near all at 239 range, and the 36,000 Hyundai Kona electric with 258-mile range. The budget offering presents rivals to the Chevy Volt Model 3 and hurl the day when a Ford affordability doesn't mean underperforming. The new arrivals round out a luxury line such as Audi's 74,800 e-tron Porsche at the Porsche at 103,000, the Taycan and Tesla's premium S and Model X starting at 75,000. Build it, and they will come. Car makers, very, very ambitious EV sales targets, started to output the industry forecasters in 2009. The transition to EVs is likely to be a gradual one. Once again, co-founding and exemptions at J.P. Morgan assists. The bank predicts by 2025, global share of EVs will reach 7.7% of the market at 8.4 million vehicles. Major automobile makers are banking on global sales growth to far exceed that mark. Nissan's Renault is aiming for 20-30% market share by 2025, while GM hopes that 10-15% of its total sales by 2026 in the slower U.S. market growth. By 2030, Volkswagen plans to see EVs accounts for 40% of its sales. Mercedes-Benz, BMW are close behind. These companies are vested. They can no longer say it's not going to take much longer, said Sevian Beaker, the founder and a consulting firm from Silicon Valley Mobility and former BMW engineer. Now they are part of the game. Well, I've read the complete article as it relates to 2019. And EVs have grown up. There are a number of statewide incentives. I would basically refer you, if in our listening audience, to go on to online, and you can research, do a lot more research on these new vehicles that are coming out, electric vehicles that are coming out, hitting the marketplace. But the deal of this whole thing is those folks who can afford to buy, I guess they will be going electric, because this cap that they have put on this tax incentive of 7,500. And I know personally that if you live in the DMV market area, that Nissan has a specific promotion going right now, which the 2000 Nissan Leaf, which is starting around 29,000, we're talking 30,000, you have up to a $5,000 rebate from Nissan. And if you look at the eligible customers, can receive a rebate of off the MRSP on the 2009 Leaf up to $7,500 potential federal income tax incentive. Eligible customers can receive a $2,500 rebate off the MRSP plus a potential $7,500 federal tax credit. Now, the most expensive vehicle with that Nissan has is the MSRP on Leaf, and it would seem that it would provide more opportunities for that $5,000 to be put on that. More range, more power, more confidence. Join us in making a difference as part of the efforts to accelerate electric vehicle transportation alternatives throughout the United States. Nissan North America, Inc. is offering eligible employees and customers of Baltimore Gas and Electric, Del Mar, Pepco, Potomac Edison, and SMEC a special opportunity to purchase the 100% electric Nissan Leaf. Take advantage of this special rebate offer, potential federal, state, and local benefits that may be available now to you. How to get this exclusive order? Simply bring in a participating Nissan dealership a copy of the flyer. Okay, now, see your local participating dealers at nissanus.com/Nissan Dealers. Now, I have in my hand a copy of the flyer. And one of the things that you will have to bring, and this is available in the following areas: eligibility requirements and other restrictions apply to proof of eligibility. Require the $5,000 rebate off the MRSP or 2019 Leaf, and the $2,500 Nissan rebate off of the MRSP for 2019 are available to eligible employees and customers, as I've indicated, of Baltimore Gas and Electric, Del Mar, Pepco, Potomac Edison, and the SMECO, who reside in the following states: Connecticut, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont must present the participating Nissan dealer in the following proof of eligibility: proof of current employment or a copy of your current utility bill with one of the aforementioned, a copy of the flyer available to purchase from the new dealer stock. The incentive cannot be combined with the Nissan special incentives. Purchases only, not lease. See dealer for details. This ends on 1/2/2020. January the 2nd, 2020, ladies and gentlemen. This promotion is up with Nissan. So I hope this can be of assistance to individuals in our listening audience that are interested in purchasing an electric vehicle. As I said, This 219 has been the year, according to this author, that the electric vehicle has drawn up. Now, as we often do here on this program, we always try to, as we say, bring you news that you can definitely use here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, as we do what we do here, you can join us at dialing 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. We're now going to do what we do, which is call, as we say, take a pause for the calls, and we'll be right back on Solar Now.
Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you?
Sing it. You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you?
Sing it. You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. Every week, same place, same station, here on Blog Talk Radio, streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link, we bring to you this exciting platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know this show is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the unemployment and underemployment of our young African-Americans locally and nationally, also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And it's also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BST LFHBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information about that initiative by logging on to our website at PositiveChangePC.com. That's PositiveChangePC.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this platform, and you know how you can join us. You can join us by dialing the call-in number at 646-668-2948. Once again, you can call the call-in number at 646-668-2948, and please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, as we work every week to bring you what we say news that you can definitely use, we're looking at today a community-led plan by a candidate for President of the United States of America. And this plan candidate, Tom Steiner, who authored this, I just used the term climate change a lot, Ronald, and I want to take a moment to tell you why. Climate justice acknowledges that people hit first and the worst by climate crisis are not the ones causing it. The worst of America's pollution has been placed disproportionately by the fossil fuel industry into communities of color. Big corporations continue to treat low-income communities, communities of color, and the vulnerable rural communities as a dumping grounds for the environmental waste for greater profit. And they've been allowed to get away with it. America's land use and environmental policies have historically been intentionally racist and discriminatory and continue to result in environmental and health inequities. Add your name if you agree that justice needs to be front and center as we work toward a sustainable future. Climate change directly affects so many of the other challenges we face as a country. Our access to health care, affordable housing, and job opportunities are changing with the environment. For many, coping with these changes put them at a serious disadvantage. Regardless of who you are voting for, you're living on this planet, and you're going to feel the effects of climate crisis. If we're going to address the crisis and create a healthy country, we have to start by recognizing it's hurting low-income communities of color more than others. Climate justice is a central part of my strategy to preserve the planet, address historic inequities, and grow our economy in a way that it serves American people instead of American corporations. Read more about why I'm an advocate for climate for justice and join the conversation. It's your fight, Tom. One day, on the day one, as president, Tom will declare climate change as a national emergency. This means this will take immediate action to tackle the crisis and begin investing in local communities who plan to address the issue. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the candidates for the presidency of the United States of America, and he hadn't been getting a lot of press or play, but I thought I would read that information in this letter, because the letter does speak truth to power, and it does speak facts. It's not saying that I'm going to jump out and vote for this guy. I've got to see what his platform is and what he stands for based on his record. And people can say what they want to say. They can come in the black community and tell us anything. on Sunday morning when they visit the so-called black church. I mean, if you one of those church-going members, you've been there and done that. So I don't have to tell you or repeat news that you don't need to use. So I won't do that on this platform, solely now in the future with its economic impact. But I found that to be quite interesting. Now, as you know, many of you know, I put this show together every week. And we try to, in doing so, make sure that our people understand that this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. It's real, real serious, serious business. We're going to touch on a few more topics because we tried to keep everything on a sharp timeline today. And we may even shortcut this show by about 30 minutes because we are right now into our hour, and we had programmed for 90 minutes. So we have about 30 more minutes that we plan to host you. If you care to join us by dialing 646-668-2948, once again, by dialing 646-668-2948, and please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing that call-in number, because you know this is all about you, our listening audience. Now, we have a weekly segment that we do called Renewable Energy Career Opportunities in the DMV Market Area. And we intend to provide that segment once again, as we normally do, on a weekly basis here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. I have someone trying to reach in to me at the present time, but of course they don't know I'm in the middle of my show, so I will have to give them a call back. But we go the extra mile for you, our listening audience. So we'd like for you to go not a mile, not even a quarter of a mile. All we're asking you to do is dial 646-668-2948, once again, 646-668-2948, and to give us a call here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing that call-in number. Now, we're going to do what we do here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We're going to take another pause for the calls. We'll be right back.
I hear the song was singing.
I can too.
Sing it. I hear the song was singing.
Why don't you?
Sing it. You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And before we get into talking about the career opportunities in the renewable energy industry here in the DMV market area, we're going to sort of change gears, and we're going to indicate to you that We need you to log on to our website. Please do at Positive Change. Positive Change. P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. That's Positive Change, PC.com. Please go over to the category that says News and Events, and please click on that link, and you will see a litany of articles that we've downloaded in our online blog, which we bring for your educational use, research that we put in. And this requires quite a bit of time and diligence, ladies, to do, gentlemen, to keep this going. Now, you'll see New York outlines new ways to compensate distributed solar users as it looks beyond net metering. This was an article that's been authored by Matthew Banke, and this is in Utility Dive. It was published today. New York Department of Public Service Commission on Monday released recommendations for new ways to compensate residential and small commercial distributed solar users as the state works to move. The next article will speak to, as I've indicated, a community-led plan for climate justice. And I just read that piece to you. Also, you'll see another article, the third article, battery prices fall nearly 50% in 3 years, sparing growth in the electric EV market. Article four is the article that I read to you. We spoke about 2019 was the year of the electric car growing up. Article 5, the tech CEO visits Africa, source of innovation and talent. I find this to be a very, very interesting article. And all of my conscious brothers and sisters out there listening to this show, I think you need to log on to our website and read and get into this article. It provides some very, very informative insight about the number of CEOs of major tech giants that's visited Africa recruiting HR, human resources. And I'm not going to read all of the information about the different companies, but it's all there for your consumption here at PositiveChangePC.com. Article 6, Duke Energy, South Carolina, Green Source Advantage Program. And I think this is something that's very, very important that our people, especially in Carolina, need to get up to speed. All right. The number 7 article, Senate Education Leaders Bipartisan Solution to Simplify FASA for 30 million families and to permanently fund HBCUs. I know this is a very important article, but I commend Senator Scott from who hails out of Charleston, South Carolina, and I commend Congress for passing this thing. But this is nowhere near the type of monies we need to keep the doors open at our HBCUs. It's called business creation, and this renewable energy industry can do that, but you have to understand it can't do that if the public service commissions, for example, like the vote that went down in South Carolina and how it's impacting the growth of the solar renewable energy industry in that state. Marketplace exchanges offer hemp farmers harvesting savings opportunities. I strongly suggest for people who are savvy about investing to look into this specific article about what's going on in the hemp and cannabis industry. Road to 100%, how a demolished Kansas town became a model for DOE renewable energy and resilience. It's a very interesting article. Exelon promotes Baltimore utility executive to post of Pepco. Now, Mr. Calvin Butler, who happens to be an African-American, very interesting article on this brother. So you can find that information here also. 2019 Rebuild Maryland Climate Action Summit. We had Mrs. Emily Ferris from the Chesapeake Network on as our guest at the top of the hour. Special report, special offer, investing in lithium batteries. Protect your rights to go solar here in D.C. And I will have Mrs. Yesenia Riviera of Neighborhoods United will be a guest here next week talking about a hearing that's coming up on the 19th of this month that you don't need to meet people there. You need to be there if you live in the district and in historic a neighborhood and you're interested in putting a PV system on your roof. The Senate approves Energy Secretary nominee to pledge support for baseload power. This is the new head of DOE. Brief, DHL brings electric delivery vehicle pilot program to the U.S. And this is a very, very interesting article also. And then you have Amp Up, which provides a app for people who have purchased electric vehicles anywhere in the country. You can plan your trip by downloading this app. It'll tell you where electric charging stations are located. New money, green banks, and green bonds are bringing billions to utilities for energy transition. I find this very, very interesting, especially when you get to talking about regulated states where they don't want people to have the option to put PV systems on their roof. They want to cannibalize the industry and sell them the green kilowatts at a reduced rate from their regular charges, but they don't want to give the producer of power plants, developers, a decent return on their investment. How utilities can win the war for talent. How does AI improve grid performance? No one fully understands, and that's limiting its use. The environment, a solar doomsday. Solar industry faces possible shutdown in South Carolina by the vote of the Public Service Commission. All this information can be located and found under our news and events tab on our website here at the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative platform here online on the World Wide Web. And as you know, we're broadcasting over the World Wide Web. Now, we have a segment which we do on a weekly basis entitled Renewable Energy Career Opportunities in the DMV Market Area. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to step right into that segment as soon as we take another pause for the cause here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome Welcome, welcome back to Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And as I indicated before, we took a little pause for the calls. We are now entering a closing segment of our show, Renewable Energy Career Opportunities, here in the DMV market area. And there are quite a few, ladies and gentlemen, and you can locate that by logging on to Indeed, putting keywords in, solar energy, plugging in your zip code, and these positions will come right up here, right in front of your very eyes. Voila! Solar Site Surveyor, new, with solar in Atlanta, Maryland. They're urgently hiring for this position. Sales consultant, commercial and agriculture, Paradise Energy Solutions. They're located in Ellicott City, Maryland. Salary range from $80K to $150K. In-home sales consultant, water treatment, Orbit Energy and Power, LLC, Silver Spring, Maryland. Salary range $80K to $100K. Based on what they are saying here, solar panel installer, Centility Solar, which is located in Atlanta, Maryland. You're talking $20 to $23 an hour starting. Direct sales consultant, Trinity Solar, Hanover, Maryland. They're talking $250K a year. Hey, good luck with that. But they are, in fact, putting that out there. So I'm reading what they're putting out there, what they say you can earn as a sales representative with their company. Sales representative, entry level with Trinity Solar, Hanover, Maryland. They're talking $50 to $90K a year as a sales consultant. Product operations coordinator, Arcadia in Washington, D.C. You can find out more details on that. Commercial electrician, Commonwealth Power, LLC, Washington, D.C., $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Quality inspector, must have a solar experience, Mentor Solar, Washington, D.C. Clean energy intern, paid with Windrock International, Arlington, Virginia. Drafting specialist, Piper Company in Millersville, Maryland. You're talking starting from at $40K a year. Executive assistant for legal and people, Arcadia, Washington, D.C. Installation technicians, Ventura Solar. They're located in Beltsville, Maryland. Campaign service manager, Southeast Tesla, Beltsville, Maryland. Lead solar installer, traveling with Perdiem, with Titan Renewable Inc., Washington, D.C., $18 to $34 an hour, depending on experience. Email marketing coordinator, Clean Choice Energy in Washington, D.C. Sam's sales professional, commercial and agriculture, Paradise Energy Solutions, Columbia, Maryland. You're talking $80 to $150K a year, according to their projections. Sales consultants, auto to no experience necessary. Academy Ford, Law, Maryland. So these are just positions. Solar sales consultants, Ventura sales, they're talking $90 to $110K a year. These are jobs that are being offered. You have 8 pages, ladies and gentlemen, of this information that is available to you by simply logging on to Indeed. Now, as we've indicated, you know who brings you this show every week. The show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, which serves as a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies. to address the effects of high energy costs that historically black colleges and universities to utilize black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the unemployment and underemployment of young African Americans locally and nationally, also to educate the black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact on black Americans, also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how to join us by calling 646-668-2948. You can call us by calling 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad. We're going to be ending our show if we don't get any calls in here in the next few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you something. Let me make it real plain. This show is not free. I come on this show every week, and I beat the drum around the need, and there is a dire need for this platform. If you don't think it's valuable to you, then you don't put anything in it. But you got to put something in it to get something out of it, and that's what most of the folk in our community don't realize. Okay, it's just like the young lady said, Mrs. Emily Ferrez, this summit coming up at the University of Maryland. Sadly, we know the University of Maryland is a historically white college and university, but I strongly recommend that if you have the time that you show up at this summit and you go online and you register for this summit, and don't meet me there, beat me there. Now, we don't have any callers, so we hope that we have brought news that you can definitely use. And until next week, we're going to say sayonara and goodbye. And we'll be back at the same location, same station next week with another exciting episode of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Singing, I got you. Sing it.